how can you, as a leader at a REIT, as a leader at a private equity firm, make sure that you both attract the best talent, but that you also retain it? I think that's really what we try to do in this program.
Hello and welcome to the REIT Report. I'm your host, Sarah Borgson-Quito. In today's episode, I'll be speaking with two of the academic directors of the Global Real Estate Leaders Program, a new executive education program in real estate, co-sponsored by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology Center for Real Estate and Maastricht University Center. My guests are Nils Koch, Professor of Real Estate at the University of Maastricht, and Siki Zeng, Professor of Real Estate at MIT. So welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah, for having us.
Before we talk about the new program, it would be interesting to hear a little bit about your backgrounds and your main areas of focus in real estate studies.
Thank you, Sarah. My name is Nils Koch. My main area of interest in real estate finance is institutional investment in real estate. So in my research, I'm interested in how pension funds, insurance companies, high net worth individuals allocate capital to real estate. That's both how they potentially should be allocating, whether that's through REITs or through private equity or direct, but also when thinking about, for example, sustainability. How could they integrate ESG issues or climate risk issues into their allocation strategy? And then finally, we think a lot about international diversification and international investment. And what I try to do in my research is not just do the academic research, but also bring that into practice. And I've done that, for example, through setting up a company called GRESB, the Global Real Estate Sustainability Benchmark. That's a lot of words. That's the main ESG benchmark for the institutional real estate sector. So we try to bring our findings that we learned from academia into the institutional real estate world.
And Siki, what about you?
Thank you, Sarah. I'm Siki. I'm a professor of urban and real estate sustainability at the Center for Real Estate at Massachusetts Institute of Technology. So basically, my research field is about urban and environmental economics. Basically, I study like how these individuals, firms, and how they choose where to live, where to work, where to play. Live, work, play, especially within a city and across different cities, and especially their preference for higher quality of life, including environmental amenities, so that basically from the real estate market, we can review people's demand for example, clean air and a sustainable environment and better quality of life. So that's me. And basically, before MIT, I was a professor in China. So I also look from the global perspective, especially Asia real estate. Now I'm also looking at the United States. So that's a global perspective.
Excellent. So can you talk a little bit about the motivation to develop this new Global Real Estate Leaders Program and what hole in real estate education you are intending to fill?
So when you think about education on real estate after completing your undergrad, there's a couple of options. So you could do a master's program in real estate, like the one at MIT. A little further on in your career, after a couple of years of work, you could do an MBA, but that MBA generally is quite generic. So it's not necessarily just focused on real estate. And then there's maybe some other certificate programs at the association that you could follow. But once you're really into your career, let's say you're about 10, 15 years in, and you'd like to kind of go back to school, if you will, or hear about the latest in real estate finance or mega trends, maybe even leadership that's more tailored to real estate, there's no program. Now, you don't have the time to go back to school for a year. So time is precious here. And what we thought that it would be great to offer a program that's 4 weeks long. It consists of four individual modules that you can take either in a year, but that probably takes too much time out of your year. So you can also spread them out over 4 years. And that program is global in nature. So that's important because when we think about whether it's the New York, Austin, San Francisco, London, Amsterdam, capital markets and real estate markets, they're global by nature, right? Capital flows, they don't really know borders and go wherever they want to go. So even as a local player, a local investor, you really got to understand global. So that's the global perspective. And then obviously, when it comes to leadership, especially kind of 10, 15 years in, you might have risen through the organization, but never really had any education on awareness, on leadership, on negotiation. And those are things that obviously are covered in an MBA, and it will also be covered in our leaders program.
So who is this program really aimed at, and what sort of real estate background should participants have?
Yes. So basically, as Nils just now mentioned, so we want to fill the gap that it's not this like a degree program, like a master's degree, or it's not about the early career instead of the mid career. So that's a ladder. So that's the participants we target at. The mid-career senior level managers of those real estate companies, investment firms, and even urban planning and policy, these institutes. So I want to say that for the background perspective, this program is at the intersection of the investment world, like money, capital flow, and the physical world, means the built environment, because real estate, they're built in cities and they are built in communities. So this program, we aim to at the intersection of these two. On the one hand, we want the students with background or participants with background of the investment, like portfolio and asset management, and also business decision making. So that's on the side. On the other side, the urban side or the physical side, like city making, how to really design such a city with a very vibrant live, work, play environment, and also the natural environment, like sustainability. So basically, we understand the participants, some of them, they are strong in this aspect, others are strong in that aspect. So we have this cohort, they learn from each other.
Nareit's REIT Week Investor Conference, the largest REIT dedicated investor conference in the commercial real estate industry, is taking place June 4th to the 6th in New York City. You'll get a chance to hear individual company presentations directly from REIT management teams and opportunities to request one-on-one meetings with more than 100 REITs. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just dipping your toes into the world of REITs, REIT Week offers a unique platform to gain insights, make connections, and stay ahead of market trends. Don't miss this opportunity to connect with REIT executives from all 14 sectors and discover investment opportunities. Register today for Nareit's REIT Week Investor Conference by going to go.reit.com/REIT Week RR to learn more. Can we talk a bit about how the program is organized? For instance, when does it start and what are the main areas of focus?
So the program is organized such that you have four independent modules. So you don't have to take them consecutively. The first module is going to take place in Maastricht. And that module is focused on the global perspective and the institutional perspective on real estate. That module will also see 2 days focused on leadership and negotiation. And then we're going to spend some time on the ground looking at a large tech campus in an urban environment, as well as some developments, some redevelopments in the Amsterdam area. So that's the first week.
For the second week in MIT, for this year will be October. So the week of October 15th, at that time, as you know, that Boston is very beautiful. And for MIT week, we again, the same logic, we focus on megatrend and also some leadership skills. We are very strong in terms of the technology. So basically, we highlight the property tech, the cutting edge, now advanced, and all those technologies, how they can apply to real estate. And also, we want to take advantage of the US and North American market. We will bring the participants to New York City and other places besides Boston. So looking to some new development and renovations, like the Boston City, we have this innovation district. Seaport district, and also we want to go to the New York City, not just the bright side, but also the challenge, like currently the office market is facing some big challenges. How we can really look into that in the real world and how we can talk about solutions.
The third and the fourth module will take place in 2025. We'll rerun modules one and two as well, but the third and the fourth module will run then. As Siti just explained, at the MIT part will focus both on the ground and the third week on New York City, as well as on tech, etc. The fourth week in Maastricht will go back to more individual property types. So we'll focus on emerging property types. We'll also focus on focus versus diversification, which is always an important question. We'll look further at international real estate versus national, and then we'll go to London to see on-the-ground developments and redevelopments there. In addition, we have a day of leadership talking about influencing styles and leading with presence.
Excellent. And is there a particular teaching philosophy or style that you'll be using in the program, and what type of instructors can the students expect?
So as you know, that our global program, we partner with three prominent, very important, influential industry organizations, U, National Association of REITs, and the Urban Land Institute, ULI, and also Pension Fund Association, Perea. So we will also invite the industry leaders from those three organizations and also here in the United States and there in Europe. So to teach the really from the practice, the best practice. So we are not only staying in the classroom. Instead, we will have classroom like some discussions and teamwork. And we also do a lot of field work. We will go to here, New York City and Boston, some sites. And I know that in the Netherlands, we will also go to Amsterdam and also later to UK.
How can the program really help real estate professionals advance in their careers?
When you're at that stage of having 10, 15, 20 years of experience, what you need, because you don't necessarily come from a real estate background, is perhaps a reinvigoration of your real estate knowledge. And both at MIT and at Maastricht, we're convinced that we can bring that to the participants. So that's the element of content. The second element is that global perspective. Many folks, when they started, perhaps the world was a bit more insulated than you did your business in your country, in your city, or in your region. But increasingly, like I said, capital is flowing global. Tenants are increasingly global. So we want to bring that global perspective. And we want to do that by bringing people both to Europe and to MIT and to see how international both places are from a real estate perspective. And then third, and that's always important with programs like these, there's the networking component. The networking within group, and we bring like-minded people from different backgrounds, both culturally, but also we'll have architects, we'll have pension funds, we'll have high net worth family offices, and we'll also have investment managers. And so a variety of backgrounds, but also a variety in terms of where people come from in terms of their career. And then as part of that, given that we bring people to different places on the ground and to leading firms and leading speakers at those firms, we believe that further enhances the network of the participants.
Can you talk a little bit more about what the collaboration between MIT and Maastricht brings?
Yes, I can talk a little bit about this. Basically, Maastricht Center for Real Estate and MIT Center for Real Estate, we have been working together in terms of the academic collaboration for decades. So the professors work together and we train jointly some PhD students and postdocs. So basically, it's not a new collaboration. It's just a new program in our long-term decades of collaboration. So Maastricht, and also in terms of the Maastricht and Europe, very strong in sustainable finance. So Niels is very big expert in that. And then MIT, I think we rank number one also in terms of the architecture and the planning, because we are here in this architecture and planning school, and we also have a close connection with this business school. Basically, we are very good at the physical side, like city making, and also technology for sure. And so we complement with each other, the finance side and the physical architecture, city making side, and also the sustainability, Europe always leading the technology.
And of course, NAREIT is a participating organization in the program. What does that bring to the table?
Yeah, we're really pleased to have NAREIT as a partner on the Global Real Estate Leaders Program. It's important for a variety of reasons. And the first reason is that we think that the NAREIT members, be it at the organizations, the REITs that invest in real estate, or be it actually, if you call it the sponsors or the investors in REITs, they are increasingly confronted with global capital flows. But also, those are organizations that are very focused on continuous education and continuous development of the workforce. And REITs are organizations that are often decades old, and they have loyal employees, but you also want to continue to train and to educate your employees. And I think the program that we offer really allows the REIT members of NAREIT to continue to develop themselves. And importantly, and I mentioned that before, it's also about understanding your sources of capital. And particularly this program, with strong presence in both the US, where many of the REIT members reside, as well as in Europe, where actually a lot of the capital originates from, many of the pension plans and insurance companies. If you bring that all together, you can see this can be, I think, very valuable to NAREIT's members. Equally, we think that REITs are a very important part of the investment mix, whether you're a high net worth individual, a family office, or an institutional investor. And we hope to bring the knowledge from NAREIT also on REITs, both from NAREIT itself, as well as from our own academic talks, as well as industry speakers, into the program to also really teach our participants about what REITs can bring for an institutional real estate investor.
Right. And finally, what are some of the issues that you think the next generation of global real estate leaders will be tackling?
So I think the next generation of leaders won't have an easy task ahead of them. In addition to the real estate sector being cyclical, and currently for many of the property types, we're in somewhat of a downturn for some more than others. If you think about office, for example, where we really have challenges versus logistics, which is doing obviously much better. So first of all, you got to be able to deal with the cyclicality. And with that come variations in interest rates. So you may have been brought up in an era of low interest rates, and all of a sudden, we're at about 6, 7, maybe 8%. So that's something that at this new generation of leaders, they have to learn to deal with the cyclicality and maybe also increasing cyclicality that we see in real estate. That's one. But beyond cyclicality, there's also megatrends. And megatrends, there are many. That includes energy efficiency, includes climate change. It also includes demographics. If you think about how the world is changing, for example, when it comes to urbanization, but also when it simply comes to the sheer number of people that are flowing in to some economies, the question is, how can we deal with that as companies and as investors? And third, and I think that's really important, and that's also why I think we need a leaders program, you got to be able to retain and to attract employees. And we live in a world where even in the midst of what I think is some kind of financial crisis, record low unemployment, and we have people that have choice. They can work for your company, they can work for another company. So how can you, as a leader at a REIT, as a leader at a private equity firm, make sure that you both attract the best talent, but that you also retain it? I think that's really what we try to do in this program.
Excellent. Thank you to you both. And I'm just going to add that the deadline for registration is May 24th, and the link to apply is at www.globalrealestateleaders.com. Thank you, Nils. Thank you, Siki.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
And to our listeners, if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe or leave a review on your favorite podcast platform.